enough to see. That's just where I stand, oh. So unusual. When I feel you coming on, I just can't explain why I hide away. Unpredictable. When you got me hanging on, and I can't fight the way. Out of my mind, by some grand design, keeps me spinning around you. One at a time, till my thoughts align and I confess my feeling about you. So unusual, when I feel you coming on, can't help but hesitate. I don't wanna complicate things. Unpredictable, when you got me hanging on, I forget my name.
And I know it's been so hard, but you gotta see the light in front of you. Could've sworn it from the start, skipping steps and what you're supposed to do.
Hello and good morning, lovely people. How are we doing today? This is Nina and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tubbs Freeform Radio. It's a warm day. It's a good day. Hope everyone's feeling good. And now for our favorite game. Does that one work?
Hello, hello.
Oh, first try.
Almost life like we've good. Done it before.
Almost like it's the only one that ever works. For a while there, we really didn't know, I think. Anyway, it's Smiling Ears. We're back at it again with another fun little show for you guys. Sorry we missed last week. That was, or 2 weeks ago, that was super lame. We honestly forgot, and that sucks. But 6:30 wake up is tough, so sometimes you can only remember so many times.
And the bi-weekly grind.
Yeah, it's hard, because normally, well, my show's every week, and so it's just built into the schedule, but bi-weekly are like,
I don't know. All of a sudden you wake up on Monday morning and the show's gone.
Yeah. Sad.
So sad.
Anyways, we have this show.
I hope Automation played good music for you guys.
Yeah, and potentially one more show. We're still trying to figure it out, so that'll be super fun. But that was Pressure by Hablo Brown featuring Gabrielle Current. And I love Hablo Brown, so it was so fun. That was an Aiden selection, but an epic Aiden selection. So, any Aiden, any words?
They're all epic. Every Aiden selection is epic.
Yeah, sorry. How could I dare to say anything otherwise? No, they are. They are all epic.
Appreciate it.
Any topics to discuss today? Any thoughts? Any vibes you've been feeling? Graduation, perhaps, looming around the corner?
Yeah, it's crazy. Last day of classes. Possibly
oh my God,
ever.
I forgot.
This could be the last time we take a class in our life. I mean, nah. I don't know if that's really that likely, but it's possible. Kind of crazy to think about.
Yeah. I feel like we're going to take another class.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just like, what if it's a cooking class? It's
so true.
You got to be a lifelong learner.
What if we teach a class?
Whoa, that'd be so epic. I know. Take one after my mom's book. Take a page out of my mom's book and teach a class. That'd be sick. I'd love that. Imagine if we were one of those professors that like goes to Tufts and then a million years later comes back and teaches.
That'd be pretty wild.
That'd be insane.
Full circle jumbo.
Wait, what class would you teach?
I don't freaking know.
I would definitely do one in like the entrepreneurship and engineering management because all those guys just like do good work, and then they teach you.
What if you taught a crocheting class?
Stop. I would love to, but no one would come. I feel like I want a class that people like actually need to sign up for.
No, when you have your massive TikTok following, and you're like really become a crochet influencer, everyone's gonna want to take your class.
Yeah,
people are gonna transfer to Tufts so they can take your crocheting class.
That would be such an insane story, but like I just do not see that in it for me. Like I don't think I don't know if I'm like persuasive about crochet.
I don't know. Your crocheting does the talking.
It's so true. I do have fun showing people my stuff, but I just feel like there are people that take it more professionally seriously versus I just like,
which is a natural talent.
Literally don't have patterns. It's like whatever I do is coming straight out of the dome. Like I don't know if there's any replicating it.
Well, that's art. It's pure creativity. It's not like you're following some cookie cutter crochet pattern.
So true. I'm an anarchist.
You just got the vision.
Yeah, just in my little brain. Sometimes vision isn't good, though. That's when it's really hard, is like when you have this vision and it turns out actually bad, and you're like, this is exactly what I thought I was doing, but like it looks ugly. It's so brutal.
I don't think that's possible.
No, sometimes it is.
Well, you know, failure is just a step to success.
So true.
Just ask the Bruins.
Oh.
Yeah, really sad. Just absolute collapse on national television last night. Really hard to watch. It's all right, though. I'm not salty.
Yeah. Are they going to have a good team next year, too, or no?
Yeah, but, like, all their most important players are kind of old. Like, this might be their captain's last season.
I feel like they're 40-year-olds playing hockey.
Yeah, but they're not that good.
Oh. Yeah. Sorry about it.
It's Bergeron. He's been on the team since 2003.
Bergeron.
Yeah.
What an epic name. Oh my god, Bergeron.
Yeah, that was Alden's... Yeah. That was Alden's pun.
Oh my god, sorry. I thought I just heard music and I got very confused. But I think it was just a car.
Okay.
Classic cars or music. Also, like, why is it simultaneously the gloomiest day out and also so warm? Like, it's really been confusing me.
I think the sun's going to crack through.
That's what I'm hoping. But also, I fully wore my puffer jacket and my sweatshirt. I was going crazy with the layers.
It's all poofed up.
Yeah, I know.
Like a little penguin.
But I didn't even need it.
Like a puffin.
So true. Okay, now a quick game.
Now a quick game?
Now a quick game. I just thought of this, like, literally on the spot. So, we're going to do an under-over sized.
Oh, gambling.
With clothing.
I like gambling.
No. Under-oversized. So, like, I'm going to go through each item of clothing, and you can say whether you think it would be, like, more manageable, slightly undersized or slightly oversized.
Interesting. I'm not sure I fully understand, but hit me with one.
Or super undersized or super oversized. Example, socks. Slightly undersized, I say, yeah. Slightly undersized, yeah. Over slightly oversized. But really oversized is better than really undersized. You know what I mean?
Okay, I think I get it. Hit me with one.
All right, pants.
I feel like it's kind of the same thing. Like, I take slightly undersized over slightly oversized, but I feel like really oversized is the look. Like, I feel like baggy pants is definitely a look, while super skinny pants is maybe not as much a look.
Yeah, see, I would take both as slightly and super oversized. I feel like undersized is going to hurt me.
So fair. I just got some skinny legs.
But they'd be slightly undersized for your skinny legs.
Oh, wow.
It wouldn't
be deadly.
Slightly undersized, like, for the world.
Yeah, maybe, like, oversized.
It would be cupping your legs.
Ow. I like to have a range
of
motion.
Men just, like, never deal with pain or, like, any discomfort in their clothing. So, like, I bet you could not even imagine what it feels like to be, like, squeezed into a pair of jeans.
I have, like, one pair of jeans that's kind of skinny.
Your black ones?
Yeah.
What about a shirt?
Interesting. Because it's the same question.
Style.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like, I think I'd rather go slightly undersized, little tight crop top vibe, or really oversized. I don't want to go medium on the, I feel like I want either level, you know, really big or really small.
Mm. Otherwise it just doesn't fit you. It's like not a style, it just like doesn't fit well.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting.
What about you?
Same thing, is it like undersized for me?
Yeah, obviously. It's not like you'd be wearing a crop top. It's just like it would be tight to your body.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to take oversize on that one.
For both?
Yeah. I think I have more baggy shirts and I like them.
That's true.
I feel like, I guess this one like might be a little undersized, but even still, I feel like it fits me well.
No, that just fits you. Yeah. Yeah, that's not undersized.
Okay, that's why I had that qualification in my statement.
Okay, what about hats? Last one.
like a baseball cap? Like what?
No, like a knit hat. It's just like really tight.
I want to have it pretty tight. I want it to fall off my dome.
I know, that's a hard one. Theoretically, I want it both smaller, but at the same time, if it's really undersized, it's going to hurt.
You know, I've never worn a hat that was too big for me in my life.
That's hilarious.
I've never encountered one.
You genuinely astound me with your big-headed skills.
My big-headed shenanigans.
Yeah, absolutely. Those shenanigans run deep. Wow, we've literally wasted 12 minutes just chatting up storm.
Wasted? What are you calling
that,
it,
I mean,
wasted?
You're welcome, listeners. An awesome talk.
Criminy.
Play right. This game with your friends. No, but literally, dude, I think I made up a good game on the spot. That was a great conversation.
That was a great game. Maybe someone could call in with their answers.
So true.
Shirt, pants, hat. What are your answers? Tell us.
Alrighty, now on to the next song. Invincible by Omar Apollo and Daniel Caesar, featuring Daniel Caesar. Any thoughts before we play?
Good song. Enjoy.
Absolute vibes. Slay. See you guys on the other side.
Since my baby spoke to me, he kissed me, now I love his dopamine. I tried to go to sleep with my brain on 2CB. You won't believe what happened to me.
Call you back to tell you that.
Call me back.
My feelings
could have been.
cherish the day. Won't go astray. Won't be afraid. Won't catch me running. You're ruling the way that I move. And I breathe.
Picture a man seen like a speck out from the shore, swimming out beyond the breakers like he's done his life before. He feels the coming of a squall will drag him out a greater length, but knows his strength. He tries to gather it and he swims on, turning back to shore again above the outer atmosphere of a world he's never seen. And looking down to his new home, he feels the rising of a wave and knows at once he will not weather it. Like that man, I looked down into the depths when I met you. I couldn't measure it. Anytime dug, the sharp temporary walls at the long-term cliff edge of the world. Laid in there, find some new deepness there and usher it down the sky where one stands by. Tries make sense of it, but try and measure law. Measure the silence of a house, the unheard footsteps at the doorway, the unemployment of the mouth, the waking up having forgotten and remembering again. Full extent of what forever is. With each grave I think of loss, and I can only think of you. I couldn't measure it.
Wow, that was such an epic song.
Smoking. Yeah, that's a really fun song.
It just made me laugh.
Yeah, that was, I heard that song for the first time at my sister's dance performance. Shout out Sally.
Shout out Sal.
She absolutely killed it. Emerson Dance Troupe, I think that's what it was called. I don't know. They have like 20. Such an artsy school.
What was the like dancing situation?
There was just like a bunch of, it was like TDC but like actually good,
like that, burlesque,
like really like very talented dancers and choreographers who have obviously been doing it for many years.
So sick.
And Sally was in, I think, 3 dances.
Damn, Sal.
You're, she's killing it. It's fun.
Slay.
Yeah, it's a great performance.
And now a PSA.
Oh, amazing.
Donations drive PSA. Donate now. If you love keeping the station freeform and supporting community radio, please consider donating to our 2023 donations drive. If you would like to pay online, go to give.tus.edu under designation, select art, sciences, and engineering, then other, and then put WMFO, or you can write us a check. Check out our prize tiers and mailing address. Go to wmfo.org and click the donations drive tab. Thanks for keeping it freeform. Woo!
Nice.
That's all for the PSA. Yeah.
Well read, well read. I would donate.
Thanks, I was struggling. It's a good cause.
That is a good cause.
Keeping it free form, love that.
You get to hear more Hozier. For free. For zero
so
ads.
So true. Zero ads, just love.
All you have to do is sit through our talks.
Which might be painful enough, but we have fun.
Yeah, at least we're having fun.
So true, we always have fun. Just chilling and vibing.
Yeah, making your ears smile.
So true, hopefully they do smile. I wonder if we have good radio voices. I think about that all the time. Well, not all the time, but like when I'm on the radio, I always think that.
Have you ever listened back to one?
No, I'm too scared.
I guess that's true. It's not like you're going to change your voice.
Yeah, it's like, if it's bad, it's bad forever. There's nothing I can do about it.
That'd be like, so tragic.
I just have a bad voice.
I listened to my voice on Logan's podcast and...
I thought it sounded good.
It was just kind of shocking because, you know, your voice sounds different to what you used to.
Did you like it or no?
It was weird at first, but then I got used to it.
Okay, so maybe I'd get used to it.
Yeah.
It is a voice after all. Like, how bad can it be?
It's kind of crazy that your voice, like, actively sounds different because it's, like... bouncing around your cranium.
No, it's so weird.
Yeah, it's like vibrating your whole skull, so it like sounds differently to yourself versus when
you're isn't it also like the way that it like the sound reflects off your little ears?
I think it is also, yeah. I think your like head makes a big difference in like how you perceive sound. I was learning about that in my class.
What do you mean?
Like the way that sound bounces off your head. Like, when you listen to music in your headphones, it doesn't sound like you hearing it from speakers because it doesn't, like, reflect the way that it would have bounced off your head, if that makes sense.
Oh.
So that's why it doesn't sound like it's coming from in front of you. It sounds like it's coming from, like, inside your skull.
So sick.
But then there's people who do some, like, crazy calculations and figure out how it would have bounced off your head, and they make it, like, sound like it's coming from all around you. And it's, like, crazy experience.
Like spatial audio?
Yeah.
Hmm. Wow, my mind is like thinking up a storm.
I can see the gears turning.
What?
Yeah.
But, okay, question.
Mm-hmm.
Do the overhead earphones like bounce off your little ears differently than the in-ear earphones? Do they make the sound different?
I don't know. It's a great question. Probably a little bit. They don't bounce off your ears. Like human ears are just a crazy shape.
Okay, like, how did that happen? Like, how do people decide what they want the music to be in the right versus the left headphone? Because there's some songs where it's like so different the right and left. Because I've listened to it accidentally with like only one headphone, and it sounds completely different.
Well, a lot of songs, especially like older songs, they do a lot of panning. Like they put a lot in one ear and like nothing in the other ear.
Yeah.
But that's designed to have stereo speakers. So you can like still hear, like say they put the guitars all the way to the left. They're expecting you to still be able to hear it with your right ear because it's coming from a speaker. So you should be able to hear it with both ears just a little bit more with your left. But when it's your headphones and you can only hear it with your right ear and none of it bleeds over to your left ear, like it sounds weird and like unnatural.
Oh.
So like that's not how they designed it.
Hmm. This is such an excellent set of facts.
Thanks.
Love that.
This is for my music engineering class.
Slayed that.
Thanks, Queen.
Was it like your favorite class the whole time?
Pretty much. One of my favorite.
I feel like that's your whole soul in one class.
Yeah, like my entire personality.
Yeah, literally. So epic.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. But some people make it so that like it does bleed over a little bit in your headphones. Like if it's panned all the way to the left, there's a little bit goes to your right.
A little bit of drums.
And then it sounds more natural.
Huh. Yeah. Excellent. Love that.
Glad you like it.
Should we play the next song?
Heck yeah, we should.
It's called You're the One by Kitranada. Kitranada, yeah.
You know who that is.
I know who it is, but like looking at all those letters and they're all capitals, I'm like, Lord knows I can't read this. It would take everything out of me to be able to read that right now.
You're close.
Like, I just get too nervous on the spot.
All the thousands of listeners just making you nervous.
Yeah, I know. Everyone's just paying attention to us. I can't handle it. It's too much.
All right. Enjoy the music.
Sweet. See you on the other side. We'll be right back.
exact sort of thing that we like, you know, the musicality.
Ice cream in my Sunday sweater, patent leather tethered to a fancy car. I know you wanna touch me in your old religion caviar, holy water avatar. Blue like the tears when I left you. I met you on Saturday morning. It's raining and storming. Approach me with caution, I come with a warning.
If you sweep me off my feet, I'll probably clean my act up. I swear I'll be on my best behavior from this day forward, a lifetime after. If you're my baby, and I know
I used to dream in parables, partially love you naturally, happily ever after. Cigarettes over blunts now, Miracle Whip at Funtown, summertime, delight, delight. Mississippi over ice, Janet Jackson and flashing lights. We could dance a little if you like to. My vagabond's a lonely road, a celebrated haiku. Contemporary overzealous, think I really like you. Sing with me, paranoia, light blue. Piano was a deep red, your fingers were a green hue. Watch you make a rainbow out of sacrificial love in the club off the alley, alley, feeling holy. The DJ was religion, I swear on the Pope, he know me.
Name's just a name, don't call me crazy. And rain don't feel like rain, it's been so common lately. And love is just a word. So tell me what you call me when I'm cold, not around.
Said I do as I want, I do as I like. on a watch face. I know fear nobody. No fear nobody. A mini pig, what can you offer? Snakes in the grass, no trust them. Point and kill any imposter. Smooth travel never stuck in customs. That's in any city, you can come and see it with me. Reality will hit you, cause not everywhere's pretty. But for now, bring the Naira, come gimme. Can't stop greatness, what's the point in trying hard not to recognize with all this pressure we applying? Tell my people, rise up, can never be silenced. You think we're apologetic, I think we're defiant. Mommy say I gotta be a go-go getter. Got the devil trying to tempt me, but I know better. Never been the type to not acknowledge all the signs. It's the fact that everything I want is in front of my eyes. So when I see it die,
point and kill. If I want it, it's mine. You can't stop me, huh?
Sorry, homies, I wanted to talk, and then I got distracted because the song was so dope. Anyway, that was a super fun little song. Aiden, any thoughts?
Yeah, that was one I heard last night when I was trying to find Smiling Ear songs. I was like, whoa, that song's sick. Nina would love that.
Absolutely hype as anything.
My ears were smiling.
My ears were smiling ear to ear. Hard. I was vibing.
And I hope you guys were too.
Facts.
What's the next in store for us?
Remy Wolf! Woo! We probably won't get to it, but there's another Remy Wolf song also. But okay, so basically, long story short, next song, the song we were just listening to, Liz by Remy Wolf. Song after that, Making Love by Sir Woman. And I think that's all we'll get to. So get hype, listen up, and we got some Remy Wolf for you.
Oh, and
your ears will definitely smile because Remy Wolf is amazing.
For those listening on the radio who aren't able to see that last song that just played, the one that was freaking sick, that was Point and Kill by Little Sims.
Yeah, with a really sick album cover.
Yep.
Anyway, enjoy, listen up.
She's a sexy little mama, just like her daddy taught her. She don't seem the same since she working on the corner. Hope she don't fade away. Hope she find another lover.
Nobody calls except Liz. She told me how to give. It was Liz. Told me how to give. It was Liz.
last song, Making Love, Sir Woman. This is Nina, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Does Freeform Radio.
Pew.
Oh, I killed that.
You got a lot of practice.
Anyways, Making Love, Sir Woman.
Bye.
Have a great day. Enjoy life. Slay the day. Make this a good day. Make every decision the right decision.
So true. Love you all.
Inspirational talks by Nina. Woo!
Peace.
She's making love in her mind, and she's not even trying. She'll take the words right out of your mouth. Not a witch, but you know she's controlling your mind. You'll make a move, but she's turning you out. She's walking through the walls, right back into your heart. She knows it wasn't right. You know it wasn't hard. Makes you wanna be a better man. Makes you wanna take her on the town. You remember those legs when she stopped walking around. Makes you wanna be a better man. Makes you think about it late at night. Every time that it rains, yeah, you know she did it right. She's making love in her mind. She's not even trying. She'll take the words right out of your mouth. Not a witch, but you know she's controlling your mind. You'll make a move, but she's turning you out. He's dragging you along. Knows how to hold you down until he's feeling good. You think that you don't have enough, lest you get a bit of someone's love. Cause when you are alone, it's him you're thinking of. Let me tell you that you have enough. You don't need a bit of someone's love. Cause when you are alone, it's you I'm thinking of. She's making love in the mind, and she's not even trying. She'll take the words right out of your mouth. Not a witch, but you know she's controlling. She's turning you out.
Turning you out. Turning you out.
Makes you think that you don't have enough, lest you get a bit of someone's love. Cause when you are alone, it's him you're thinking of. Let me tell you that you have enough. You don't need a bit of someone's love. Cause when you are alone, it's you I'm thinking of. She's making love. She'll take the words right out of your mouth. Not a witch, but you know she's controlling your mind. You'll make a move, but she's turning you out. She's making up in her mind.
You know what we're yelling about?
I can't stop your memory from breaking. I can't.